And after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show. It is Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. It is another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through the news as quickly as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. Now, yesterday we reported on this story, or actually a little earlier in the week, about how there was going to be this tremendous aurora display that was going to reach down to 17 states, including here in Indiana. And I was out there at 3 o'clock this morning with the night vision scope and didn't see anything. And apparently the aurora activity did not peak last night, probably not going to peak tonight. And now they're saying that prediction was put out in error, and that somebody was quoted that didn't really say that that was going to happen. So, you know, again, you got to be careful. But, you know, seeing the auroras is kind of on my bucket list, although I've seen one once when I was a kid in New Hampshire, and it was just way off on the northern horizon here. Anyway, getting into politics here, to nobody's surprise at all, the Secret Service has closed the White House cocaine investigation. And, of course, everybody's screaming it's an obvious cover-up here. And the Secret Service is saying, well, there's a lack of evidence, and we just really don't know what's going on. Now they're saying the drugs were abandoned in a West Wing locker. They've changed the location yet again to put it someplace where outside guests could get in there. And it's ridiculous. Tim Burchett said the agents just decided it's some weekend visitor and chalked up the entire investigation as another White House cover-up here. And he said, it's bogus. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And I would tend to agree. It's brazen. You know, right in your face, lying to us here. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Lauren Boebert announced that during this interview, the Secret Service, with their briefing, this is actually the third time illegal drugs were found in the White House since 2022. And probably we wouldn't have found out about this one had somebody not, intercepted the, call to the first responders. And so, drugs are in the White House here. And they're saying, well, we narrowed it down to 500 individuals, which should have been drug tested, but no, there's no evidence here. We don't need to look any further than that. Now, what the Secret Service is saying is that if a terrorist brought anthrax into the White House, we would have no way to catch the terrorists. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. And, you know, to cover for Hunter Biden's rear end, the Secret Service just told every terrorist on Earth that the White House is so poorly surveilled, they couldn't even catch a bag of cocaine's owner. Now, ISIS has heard that. Putin's spies have heard that. Xi's army has heard that. They have really basically damaged the credibility of the Secret Service by doing this. And nobody's buying this anyway. There was an online poll over on Twitter, who did the cocaine belong to? 97% of respondents say it's Hunter's. You know, and if you look at that video of Hunter on the balcony during the Independence Day celebrations, yes, he's obviously high on something. And like I said, during my first marriage, I had close experience with cocaine users, and that's exactly the way they behave. Anyway, we're still talking about yesterday's interview with or hearing with FBI Director Christopher Wray, and you know, he admitted the Bureau was colluding with companies to collect Americans' info, and he basically tried to treat it like it's no big deal. You know, yes, we get the bank records and, you know, gun purchase records, and, you know, it's perfectly normal. No, it isn't. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that is the contract with America. Okay, the government has to comply with that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They have to operate within those limits or they're no longer legitimate, and we, the American people, owe them no loyalty. Okay, and that's how serious this really is. Now, one of the other things that happened is that Christopher Wray refused to divulge any information about the so-called pipe bomb investigation. Now, it's come on out since then. The pipe bombs were fakes. They couldn't explode. And, you know, mysteriously, the surveillance cameras that were covering where the bombs were left, they were both not operating. And you know something? It's like the Keystone Cops, you know, and somebody, you know, ran a little poll, you know, is the FBI corrupt or incompetent? And I said, you needed a third choice for both. And, you know, I mean, the FBI makes a lot of really bad goofs. And as a matter of fact, let me pull up two of them for you that are really going to be kind of interesting. And they're in my COINTELPRO page. Great moments in the history of the FBI. And basically, they're talking about the FBI responding to the top British spy, Dusan Popov, codenamed Tricycle, in August of 1941, when Tricycle presented the complete Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor. And the FBI said, it's too precise, it's too complete to be believed. You know, it just, we're not going to buy it here. And this was documented in Pearl Harbor, The Verdict of History by Gordon Prange, Appendix 7, published back in 1986. This is based on records from the Joint Congressional Committee on the Investigation of the Pearl Harbor Attack that was held from November 1945 to May of 1946. Okay, another great moment in the history of the FBI. In 1964, there were accusations that the song Louie Louie, as recorded by the Kingstons, contained obscene lyrics, and the FBI conducted a two-year study analyzing the recording to determine what was actually being sung before somebody reminded them that the lyrics were on file at the U.S. Copyright Office. This is your FBI in action. Okay, they are not the wonderful group that you see in Silence of the Lambs and the FBI story and so forth and so on. All righty, now getting into Hunter Biden. Next week, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability will be hearing testimony from two key whistleblowers regarding, you know, Hunter Biden and some of the things that he's been doing. The whistleblowers provided information about how the Justice Department refused to follow evidence that implicated Joe Biden. They tipped off Hunter Biden's attorneys, and they ran the clock out, the statute of limitations with certain charges, and put Hunter Biden on the path to that sweetheart plea deal that he got. And it is incredibly, incredibly corrupt, and it's convincing American people. There are two systems of justice in this country, one for the elites, which basically says, yeah, you can do whatever you want, and the other system of justice for us ordinary Americans that says you will do what we tell you or bad things will happen to you. Okay, now, Georgia GOP Representative Austin Scott says that the Republicans need to make sure Democrat voters understand the corruption that went on between the Biden family and China, not to mention Romania and Ukraine and the rest of it. And he's saying you've got to get people who voted for Joe Biden to understand what happened. Well, you're sort of glossing over the fact that a lot of these people actually didn't vote for Joe Biden. The election was rigged, okay? And, you know, Joe Biden spent most of the campaign season in his basement. You know, his rallies drew handfuls of people. I remember one Joe Biden rally where the media outnumbered the actual public who showed up. Meanwhile, of course, Donald Trump was just selling out these incredible sports venues and everything. Now, speaking of Donald Trump, he is now leading Ron DeSantis by 24% going into the New Hampshire primary. And Trump received 39% of the vote. It's dropped a little from 44% in June. DeSantis was at 12% in June, but bounced up slightly to 15%. But Trump is still very much ahead. Chris Christie and Tim Scott are virtually tied for third place at 6 and 7%, and 17% of the electorate are still undecided on the matter here. Now, Ron DeSantis came on out and announced this week that if Donald Trump wins the primary and becomes the Republican nominee for president, that he, Ron DeSantis, is not really interested in the vice president's slot. Okay, and I'm sure a lot of Floridians would probably agree with that. DeSantis has done a lot of good for Florida, and they want him to stay down there and keep on doing what he's doing with regards to, you know, immigration and various other issues there. Now, former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, commonly known as America's Toughest Sheriff, has filed a complaint for defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and civil assault by Marcelo Ebrard Casaubon, a former Mexican Minister of the Interior and current presidential candidate, for branding Arpaio as a murderer and gun smuggler. And those were definitely defamatory things to be saying. Now, Larry Klayman, the founder of both Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, and the latter's current chairman and general counsel, basically filed suit on Arpaio's behalf. So we'll see what's going to happen in that one. Okay, now, one of the things that came on out is, you know, Ray Epps has filed a defamation lawsuit against Fox News. And in that lawsuit, it's revealed that he has been criminally charged by the Department of Justice about 3 years after the fact. Okay. And basically in May of this year, the Department of Justice notified Epps it would seek to charge him for events of January 6, 2.5 years later. And basically, I am smelling a big rat here. This is political theater. By charging Ray, the FBI and Department of Justice will insist, see, he's not a Fed. We're charging him. We're not protecting him and everything. But if Ray Epps wins his lawsuit against Fox, which is likely to happen, the FBI and Department of Justice will say, see, he wasn't a Fed, and they will then drop the charges. Or if he actually goes to trial on it, he'll get a wrist slap. I'm going to predict that one right now. Meanwhile, again, polls on social media, people are convinced he was a Fed. And you need to remember, Donald Trump was saying, you know, peacefully go to the Capitol building and protest. Ray Epps was the one who was saying, we got to go inside, we got to go inside, we got to go inside. And yet they're after Donald Trump. And here's where it gets really obvious what's going on. Up until the announcement that Ray Epps was being charged, the media was calling the events of January 6th an insurrectionist carried out by secessionists, an attack on the Capitol. Well, now they've changed their tune, and they're describing January 6th as a pro-Trump rally and demonstration. So it was no big deal, and, you know, Ray Epps isn't guilty of anything really major because it's just, you know, it was just a protest here. And it's a far cry from the attack on the U.S. Capitol, which they've been drumming into our heads ever since then. So, yeah, the corporate media has done a complete narrative shift. It was no longer an insurrection, an attack on the Capitol building by those Trump supporters. It was just an ordinary demonstration and protest. No big deal. No harm, no foul. You know, leave that poor Ray Epps alone here. All righty. Now, a little bit of good news. We're all getting kind of tired of this whole diversity, inclusion, and so forth. And, you know, equity activists are outraged because apparently a lot of companies are starting to run out of white guilt, okay? You can only get so much white guilt out of people. Disney and Netflix and other companies are letting their DEI chiefs go. Okay, they're dropping the program and saying, let's just get back to doing the business that we're supposed to be doing rather than enforcing a political agenda on our customers at tremendous loss to our, you know, business and the annoyance of our stockholders and so forth. All right, getting into Sound of Freedom, the corporate media is just desperate to keep Americans from seeing Sound of Freedom. They're trying to tie it to the QAnon movement, even though there is no mention of QAnon anywhere in the film, okay? And they are doing this because Sound of Freedom fills in a lot of blanks about how the LGBT transgender movement is straight from the pedophilia and child trafficking playbook. It's pulling all these little disparate pieces together and saying, yeah, there is a whole entity here dealing with child sexual exploitation here. So Tim Ballard, the real-life former government agent depicted in the film, spoke with Fox News about the bizarre QAnon claims about the film coming from the likes of The Washington Post, Jezebel, Rolling Stone, Media Matters, The Guardian, and others. There's definitely a full court press against this. And again, we saw the same thing back in the early 1990s with the Franklin scandal, when there was a documentary made about that, a child trafficking ring that involved a credit union, and it even scandalized Boys Town and reached all the way to the White House. And they just did everything they could to keep that documentary from being seen. They literally threatened the Discovery Channel into taking it out of the programming. They bought up all the VHS copies. They were subsequently destroyed. But we do know what happened because an editing tape survived and was provided to a member of Congress who made it public and said, there is something really ugly going on there. So story coming out of Natural News, you know, looking at the way big media is trying to discredit Sound of Freedom, which is, by the way, still doing very well in the box office. You know, do they all support child sex trafficking? I mean, that's the real big question. How can you attack Sound of Freedom, you know, without making it look like you're in favor of child sex trafficking? And, you know, it's, yeah, there is something there. They are in an absolute panic. And we keep seeing that people at the very top of our society are capable of tremendous evil. And, you know, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. So, all right, down in Georgia, there have been close to 100,000 voter registrations challenged, and apparently one of the things they found identified people registered to vote at post office boxes, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to use your residential address unless you are in a special circumstance. It started originally with just 13 people. Then they came on back with more and more, 15,000 in October, 507 in April, and then finally 31,500, and now close to 100,000. So, yeah, the vote fraud is definitely out there, and they're going to try and do it again next year in 2024. And if the Democrats are reckless enough to run demented Biden in 2024, and he's declared to have won the election, I think you're going to have a lot of very angry Americans on your hand because they're going to know what happened here. All right, let's talk about COVID. Now, Dr. McCullough basically found that report that came out from The Lancet where autopsies found 74% of deaths were related to the mRNA vaccination. Now, The Lancet has yanked it, but, you know, in the age of the Internet, once something gets out, you know, it's definitely out there. So Peter McCullough, chief scientific officer at the Wellness Company, along with his chief medical board, published a scientific study. And the shockwaves are still being felt. And, yeah, there's a problem out there. Another story out of Natural News here. This is another preprint from general practitioner Dr. Robin Kerr and cardiovascular researcher Harriet Carroll of Land University proposes that blood clotting in the form of microclotting is largely responsible for what has come to be known as long COVID. So this is the biggest medical goop since thalidomide. Now, during a House Select Subcommittee on the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York grilled a pair of scientists demanding to know why they suddenly changed their positions from considering a lab leak of the virus a likelihood to it being a conspiracy theory just days after Anthony Fauci emailed them both. And Basically, Malliotakis asked Christian Anderson and Robert Gary why their paper on the proximal origins of COVID-19 from March 2020 dismissed the lab leak in favor of a zoonotic, meaning natural origin, when just days before they had suggested the virus was artificial. And addressing Anderson, the GOP representative said, "You and Gary expressed concerns about the genetic makeup of the virus just days before the initial draft of this paper came out," adding, "Dr. Fauci emailed you after you'd expressed concerns to him in a phone call that COVID would have been engineered." So what happened in that three-day period? Okay. And obviously, a deal was made here. Now, the other day we were talking about how, we got to take a break for commercials, how time flies when you're having fun, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of the
liberty. And welcome back to our show here. And we've been commenting this last week about how the corporate media still really isn't reporting on the Biden's corruptions, but they're obviously less willing to cover for him. They're kind of pulling away from him. And it looks like the same thing may be happening to Anthony Fauci. And there was an article over at Brass Check saying that, you know, the Fauci Can Do No Wrong fan club may be breaking apart. And, you know, the corporate media considered Fauci to be off limits. Obviously, the independent media did not. But it looks like we're starting to see some questions being raised in the corporate media. I think when push comes to shove, keeping their audience, keeping their advertisers, is the trump card over playing politics here. Let's see, article over to Exposé News. In less than 2.5 years, there have been 1,884 athlete cardiac arrests or serious issues, with 1,310 of them dead. And so there's this list that's being built by Mark Crispin Miller. And, yeah, we've been seeing the videos, you know, healthy people, you know, athletes, young athletes, you know, in the prime condition, just all of a sudden falling over dead. Now, one of the other situations that's coming on out has to do with the masking. We were all forced to wear those masks, which ultimately turned out to be completely ineffective. And it's like I was saying at the time, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. They really didn't work. But they did restrict the flow of oxygen into your brain. And apparently, according to this article in the Daily Mail, dyslexia and speech disorders among children rose 17% during the COVID masking period, with nearly 1 in 10 kids now suffering a developmental disability. And this is coming from the CDC. Okay? So, And the CDC found that conditions such as dyslexia, autism, cerebral palsy, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are on the rise. So the more they tinker with us, the worse things seem to get. And again, this stands in sharp contrast, you know, with the Amish, who don't do any of this stuff, didn't socially distant and wear the mask, didn't get the shots. They don't get cancer. They don't get autism. They don't get, you know, they're the healthiest people in the United States of America are the Amish. And that's because nobody is messing around with them medically. All right. The FDA has approved the first ever non-prescription birth control pill. They're going to be able to sell this over the counter. It's called O-Pill, and it was given the green light today. And basically what's kind of interesting is about 2 months after a third-party advisory council unanimously recommended making O-Pill available without a prescription, the FDA today said, yeah, it's now available, and get this, with no age restrictions. In other words, very young girls can go into the store and buy this. And I think that's an area of concern. I think you ought to at least have a note from your parents so that they know what's going on here. All right, getting into the international news here. Biden did not put on a good display at the NATO summit in Vilnius. And there was this Finnish reporter who questioned him about the political instability in the United States, and he snapped at her and said, you can't tell me whether you're going to be able to go home tonight. I'm not even sure what that really means. And apparently he confused Iceland for Ireland during his final speech at the NATO. And he even more strangely, he basically said, my home in Ireland. Now, Joe Biden has never lived in Ireland at all. Now, his ancestors came from Ireland. But no, he's never lived in Ireland here. And Joe is a joke, and NATO is a joke for putting up with him. And, you know, we're a nation without competent leadership. And that, you know, if you have a ship with nobody at the helm, it's going to wind up on the rocks. And that is a bad thing here. Colonel McGregor is out with another video saying Ukraine is being annihilated. That's absolutely true. And another article, this is from the original antiwar.com. So far, Ukraine's month-long counteroffensive has been a very costly failure. Attacks on Russian forces in the southern province of Zaporizhia have yet to achieve any significant strategic success. And the same is true across the entire line of contact. Some of Kiev's most fervent supporters are beginning to doubt Ukraine's armed forces have the firepower to penetrate Russia's multi-layered defensive belt, which has got minefields, tank traps, trenches, concrete bunkers. Actually, Ukraine has a lot of firepower. It's been supplied by all these Western nations. What they don't have are military trained to use it. And Colonel Richard Kemp is warning readers of the Daily Telegraph, prepare for Ukraine's counteroffensive to falter. I think it already has. And, of course, Zelensky is still out there grumbling because NATO will not directly intervene with in Ukraine against Russia. And Zelensky knows that without Ukraine coming in directly, he is toast. And he definitely, looking at his face in the pictures, you can see it. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stitched upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about Ukraine. And latest reports are that U.S. cluster munitions are arriving in Ukraine. And even worse than that, apparently the United States has sent mustard gas from their stockpile. It was supposed to be destroyed, and instead of destroying it, the U.S. said, Ukraine, you can have it. Both of these are considered banned weapons by most of the world. And cluster bombs, I mean, cluster bombs are still killing people down in Laos. You know, and we're going back to the Vietnam era when they were first used. I mean, that's how dangerous they are to the civilians here. And, of course, mustard gas is a blistering agent. And it's really nasty. It gets on your skin. It causes blisters and stuff. If it gets in your lungs, it can cause all kinds of problems. My grandfather, the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon, lost an entire lung to German mustard gas in World War I. I actually still have his gas mask, and it's still stained yellow from the mustard gas. That's why they called it mustard gas, because of the yellow color. Alrighty, now the U.S. is getting ready to send F-16s to Ukraine, and Russia is saying this is a very serious escalation because the F-16 is capable of delivering nuclear weapons. And basically during the NATO summit, it was announced that a coalition of 11 nations will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets in August in Denmark. And there's a training center in Romania that will also be used as well. Now, last month, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg revealed Ukrainian fighter pilots were already being trained to fly F-16s. And, of course, Russia's concern, you know, this is a potential nuclear platform. And they're very, very upset about that. Now, Rheinmetall, Germany's leading arms maker, is getting ready to open a factory to manufacture tanks and armored vehicles in Ukraine within the next 12 weeks. And the company will also train Ukrainians how to use and maintain the tanks they manufacture at the plant. He said Ukrainians need to learn how to help themselves and cannot rely on Europeans and Americans for maintenance. So they're basically going to get that over there as well. Now, meanwhile, back in Germany proper, the far-right party Alternative for Deutschland, or AfD, won a district council election in the eastern town of Sonneberg last month. And the rise of the far right is reflecting the growing popular sentiment against the war in Ukraine. So we could actually see a major shift in the government in Germany because of this Ukraine war here. Now, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry, their read of the NATO summit in Vilnius is that the Western alliance is going back to Cold War schemes and said the Kremlin is ready to respond to threats by using all means. Now, I'm old enough to remember the original Cold War, and in hindsight, it was just an excuse to bleed the populations of money to buy and build weapons, which ultimately wound up not being used. So it was basically, you know, it was a blessing, a gift, a subsidization of the arms industry, and a vindication of Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex. Alrighty, now a lot of people have been worried about the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia, but there's a new problem. This is up in the Chernobyl exclusion zone. There has been a wildfire burning for 3 days that the firefighters are not able to deal with. And apparently back on the 9th, emergency services were alerted by a report of a forest floor fire near the village of Ilovnitsa in the Kiev region and territory near Chernobyl. And the cause of the fire is now being looked into. And, of course, Chernobyl they're describing it as the largest nuclear catastrophe in the history of the world. I don't know. I'm thinking Fukushima took that crown away from them. And Chernobyl's going to have to settle for the silver. Sorry about that here. All righty. Down in Pakistan, five militants attacked a security post in the early hours of yesterday, triggering a shootout that left nine soldiers, five attackers, and a female passerby dead. And the newly formed group Tehreek-e-Jihad Pakistan claimed responsibility without providing any further details. Now, China's U.S. envoy held a rare meeting at the Pentagon yesterday with the top U.S. defense official for Asia in talks that followed U.S. criticism of Chinese reluctance to engage in military communications. And basically, they talked for about an hour and a half. And from reading the article, I don't think they accomplished all that much. I think they were just going through the motions to say, yes, we're communicating, we're keeping the channels of communication open, and so forth and so on. Now, NATO, during the summit, drew four Indo-Pacific countries tighter into its orbit, this Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea. And this has caused China to basically accuse NATO of a continuing eastward march. And it's a reasonable conclusion to draw because NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea are not in the around the Atlantic, anywhere near that. So ahead of talks, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said that in the current severe international security environment, the security of Europe and the Indo-Pacific are inseparable. In other words, it is going to be a real world war with a European theater and a Pacific theater. Now, in contrast to China's concerns about the eastward march, Biden had a recent interview with CNN's Fareed Zakaria, during which he defended his decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine and suggested the U.S. can continually support Ukraine the way it supports Israel rather than adding it to the NATO alliance. Oh, goody, more money going out of our pockets to another country halfway around the world. And halfway through the interview, Biden made a claim that the U.S. is not trying to surround China. Now, that's obviously false. It's not the first time he said that. And to sort of underscore the fact that it was less than truthful, Biden's nominee to replace General Mark Milley as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said he would pursue establishing more bases in the Indo-Pacific region and increase support for Taiwan to prepare for a future war with China. Okay, bad news there. Okay. Israeli radicals, rather, raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem on Tuesday, and dozens of extremists stormed the mosque in groups and toured the holy place. Then they carried out Jewish religious rituals in violation of a long-standing status quo arrangement governing the Al-Aqsa compound, which reserves prayer at the site for Muslims alone. Al-Aqsa is the third holiest site in Islam and the most sacred Muslim place in Palestine. So, you know, Israel's trying to goad them into doing something. You know, we're going to, you know, say bad things about Mohammed and get Charlie Hebdo to do more cartoons. And, you know, as soon as you do something bad, we'll say, oh, look, the Palestinians are revolting. We'll just go on doing bad things here. All righty. Bad news in America's military. The suicide rate shows no signs of easing as active duty U.S. soldiers kill themselves at a rate of more than one per day in this year's first quarter. That's up 25% from the rate in 2022. Active duty suicides rose to 94 in the January through March period from 75 in the same quarter a year earlier. And you have to wonder, what is happening to these kids? You know, are they realizing that they're not the good guys out there on the battlefield? I think that was what really happened to a lot of our soldiers who went to Vietnam, and they realized they weren't fighting for the United States, that they were fighting for commercial interests and, you know, to grind up munitions to make the military companies rich, and they wound up doing a lot of drugs, which was helped along by the CIA, which was smuggling Kunsa's heroin out using the Air America aircraft, And they sold a lot of it to our soldiers in Vietnam, and a lot of them came back with really major addictions to deal with. So, yeah, it's obviously not a healthy environment if that many people are killing themselves. Okay, now, there was an interesting little article that came out from the European Union insisting that the push for a cashless society was purely one of convenience. It's not going to be a dictatorship. It's not going to be surveillance. It's not going to be a control. And then over at the World Economic Forum, they're out there saying that digital cash will force the climate agenda onto the public. In other words, left up to the World Economic Forum, once you're on this cashless situation, you will not be allowed to buy anything that they think is bad for the environment, like beef and so forth and so on. Now, Iran is still trying to deal with all of these sanctions that the U.S. government has thrown on it, and they've come to a unique deal with Iraq. They're going to go back to the barter system, and Iraq is going to begin paying for Iranian gas with crude oil, a straight swap, without going through a currency, and that way they avoid falling foul of U.S. sanctions. And yeah, it seems like a really good way to get away from the sanctions is just go back to trade. I'm going to give you this, you're going to give me that. Okay? Deal with it. All righty. Getting on to oil, the Russian oil price at a key port is about to breach the sanctions cap, could lead to a sharp drop in supply. The reason why oil traded above $100 for much of last year is due to fears that it would be effectively withdrawn from global markets as a result of Western sanctions, slashing global oil supply by millions of barrels every day. Now, that didn't happen last year, but it looks like it's going to happen this year. And between Russia pulling back on the supply and Saudi Arabia pulling back on the supply on behalf of OPEC, yeah, we're going to have a fuel shortage in this country, all due to our foreign policy. And guess who gets to pay the ultimate price for all of that? You and I and everybody who needs fuel oil to heat their homes and gasoline for their cars and so forth and so on here. Meanwhile, an article out of Zero Hedge, President Biden's commitment to end fossil fuels, and he doesn't really have a usable replacement yet, has been ineffective in reducing our demand for oil, but very effective in both weakening the U.S. and empowering our primary global adversary, China. Now, assuming that a reduction in global carbon emissions is necessary to fight climate change, which is very much in dispute, it nonetheless makes little sense environmentally, economically, or strategically to hobble the American fossil fuel sector at this particular point, such as canceling pipelines like the Keystone, discouraging financing in oil projects, restricting leases, and slow-walking the permits. You know, this is going to harm all of us here. And interestingly enough, there was a story about how, let me put this back here. The International Energy Agency warned if the supply of oil were to transition faster than demand with a drop in fossil fuel investments, it would lead to much higher prices, possibly for a prolonged period. That's going to hit you in the pocketbook at a time when Bidenflation is already making costs at the supermarket are going up. Gas pump has gone up. You know, it's just amazing here. Now, Biden is cheering the fact that the current inflation rate is down to 3%. And he's out there, see, what a good thing I've done. But others are saying, no, if you look at the total inflation since Biden took office, it's still way, way up there. And it's not corrected the problems there. Okay, now the Supreme Court has revived the whistleblowers' Medicare and Medicaid fraud lawsuits. And apparently there were companies that were defrauding Medicare and Medicaid. And the key tool to combat healthcare fraud was the False Claims Act. and the case's concern, that act and whether it was being used. Now, Senator Charles Grassley called the FCA the centerpiece of the government's anti-fraud arsenal. So apparently there were companies like SuperValu and Safeway were overcharging the government by filing false Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement claims for prescription drugs they sold. So everybody's out there taking advantage of the programs here. Meanwhile, auto insurers are hit by the worst crisis in 30 years, and they're saying premiums are going to go up. Now, you know, prices for used cars saw a significant drop in June, but auto insurance rates are soaring, driven mainly by higher repair costs, larger medical bills, and soaring litigation fees. Now, one of the good things they did out in California was the no-fault insurance. So if you got into an accident, your insurance companies took care of everything, and there was no court as to, you know, who was at fault and whose insurance company had to cover it, and that really did save quite a bit of money here. So the Wall Street Journal found that Allstate has already jacked up their premiums by 40% in Georgia. Nationwide Mutual Insurance has increased insurance rates by 32% in California. I guess no fault didn't work out. State Farm has bumped rates in New York by 11%. And the reason that many of these insurers have experienced significant losses over the last several years, an indication that premiums will continue to rise well into next year. Okay, let's see. Now, most European telecoms back the European Union digital ID system. There's been a lot of talk about digital ID for everybody. There's even talk about an online ID, that a number you will have to enter to access the internet so that if you post anything, they know who really did it. This is going to be a headache for the online shills, I have no doubt. But apparently O2 Telefonica, Deutsche Telekom, and Vodafone are partnering with the EU to conduct a trial of digital identities. All righty, getting into immigration. Over in England, the Home Office plans ahead for migrants by renting hotel rooms. They are spending 500,000 British pounds every single day. That's about 650,000 U.S. dollars. And they're just keeping these rooms open for incoming migrants. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And welcome back to our show here. Now, there are more than 1 million Ukrainian refugees who went to Germany to escape the war. And it turns out 44% of them would like to stay in the country. Now, I don't know about Germany today, but back in the 1980s when I was working there, it was a really, really nice place and I enjoyed being there. Apparently, that's a larger number of the refugees than wanted to stay there back in 2022. 44% now. In 2022, it was 39%. Excuse me. Of those polled in the new survey, 18% had found a job. And the reason given for this was high participation in integration and language courses intended to boost employability. The three-quarters of the refugees were taking German courses or had already finished them. Auskasaikna. Okay, let's see. Now, there was a trend on social media a while back, and it all got started with a very rotund, let's call it what it was, overweight, lady screaming about how airlines needed to provide seating for double plus wide people, that, you know, the airlines are fat shaming people and, you know, they're not making accommodations, for huge people. And then, they extended this to the restrooms saying, you know, airplanes have to have restrooms that can accommodate, you know, really, really large people. And apparently, Vice President Kamala Harris, hopped on this bandwagon saying, yeah, this is a real problem, this airplane restroom inequity. And, of course, she immediately got mocked for it, for making this an important issue at the time when Kamala Harris, supposedly our border czar, is ignoring the wide open border to our south. And so Twitter users responded with laughter and derision and saying, you know, remodeling aircraft to make room for ultra-large people inevitably would increase flight prices and the cost of the aircraft as well. So, and, you know, I understand what it's like to be overweight. You know, prior to my PMR, I weighed close to 300, and now I'm down to about 160. But we need to understand the reason we have an obesity crisis in this country is food manufacturers put chemicals in the food that make you want to eat more so that you will buy more so that the food companies will make more money. And that includes things like monosodium glutamate, which confuses the signal to the brain that says, I've had enough to eat. And there are others as well. plus all these growth hormones that are pumped into meat and poultry that, if not fully metabolized when the animal is harvested, will affect your body the way it affects the poultry and the livestock. So if we really want to deal with the obesity epidemic in this country, we've got to clean up the food supply and get some of these chemicals out of there. All right, the music is playing. It's time to do station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Do you ever watch RT International? They have news.
I go to the website. I don't actually watch the TV feed.
Oh, okay. So you didn't see this. It's worth a watch. It gives a half-hour roundup of the news, and it seems to be much more intelligent than what we have to offer. But there's this lady. Her name is Rachel Marson, and she's a commentator. I believe she lives in France, or she travels back and forth from France to Russia and the United States. She's an American. In other words, she travels internationally. And she's very quick-witted. She made the comment that, well, the problem is that they had a Lithuanian garden party, and here comes Zelensky, and he looks like he's the gardener.
I saw that. Somebody actually did a Photoshop of him holding a mop with a bucket of water at his feet. You know, and Zelensky's saying, I thought this was a costume party.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to sell tactical flashlights on late night TV, you know? Hey, I'm going to send that $100 in, and I invite, you know, the listeners. I know we hear it all the time, but donate to RBN. And that conversation you had yesterday with that caller, I want to thank you for calling in. It didn't go as far as I want. I really would like to hear a good, long debate, balanced, moderated fairly, but I guess we'll never have that. But this is my thing on the whole topic of the fake news, the flat earth, et cetera. During COVID, we kind of grew suspicious, those of us on the alternative area or even the Republican right, grew suspicious of science. You know, and became, you know, trust the science means you got to trust Fauci and Moderna, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's not actually science. That's scientism, which is science presented as a religion with a belief system. Science is a process, and anybody can use that process. I mean, scientific method is very straightforward. Reproducibility of results is very straightforward. And, you know, individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians. So, you know, if somebody's saying the science is settled, science is never settled because it's a dynamic process of learning. I mean, we saw an article today where now they're saying the Big Bang actually happened twice as long ago as we used to think because of all the new galaxies that we're seeing in the James Webb Space Telescope. Personally, I don't think the Big Bang actually happened. I think it's another scientific goof, which science does make goofs. Let's be very, very honest about that.
Right, and that's why we have to be able to have conversations and continually revisit what we've learned and add to it, you know what I mean, challenge ourselves. But I think this whole thing has been taken advantage of, this whole, that dynamic. And you know, you could go back to even, you know, talking about religion, you know, dinosaur fossils. There's a percentage of people that just will never believe that dinosaur fossils are real. They think they were put there to trick us, you know, and mm-hmm. the fossils in the Smithsonian and other places are just fabrications. But, you know, you can carbon date them, but then, you know, well, we don't believe the carbon dating, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you can't carbon date a fossil because the organic material has been replaced by rock. There are other methods of dating them, mostly how deep they are in the earth and where they are found relative to the KT boundary.
Okay. You know, the former chief librarian of the Library of Alexandria, Rastrosynthesis, did I pronounce that correctly?
You don't mean Hypatia, do you?
Hypatia, well, yeah, okay, that's it. But I did a little research on this, like who first discovered the shape of the Earth and its circumference and its distance from the Earth to the Sun and the Sun to the Moon, and it was him. And he's just a very bright individual, and he used the shadow method and trigonometry, to discover this. Now, and then through the ages, you had mariners with sextants, and you know, also, why is it in the northern hemisphere you can only see some of the stars, and in the southern hemisphere you see the other side of the stars? The seasons are easy explained by the Earth rotating with a slight tilt on its axis. Everything that, you know, it can be easily explained as the Earth is a round planet like all the other ones we see with telescopes. But you can't get through to these people because it's almost like it's another religion. These are new religions. You know, it's like viruses don't exist and, oh, you know what? Look at this. I saw this video of this guy. His arm turned into a magnet with a COVID shot. You know, it's just, we're being intellectually stunted, I think, on purpose.
Well, there are some people who are literalists regarding the Bible. That's where a lot of this comes from. And also, in the age of the Internet, a lot of this stuff that you're hearing is being deliberately planted to try and make the independent media look like we're a bunch of nuts. And that's where you get all the stuff about fake Apollo landings and chemtrails and, you know, Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child and so forth. By the way, Aristarchus used the curve of the Earth's shadow on the moon during eclipses to estimate that the moon was one-third the size of the Earth, which is actually kind of accurate.
Yeah, what a brilliant individual. Anyhow, well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you've got it. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Mike. Before I go to the flat Earth characters and gravity, let's talk about what's really going on in the big news today, Mike. Senator Marsha Blackburn, and I'll go to the other Congressman Buschetti in a minute. Congressman Senator Blackburn today, I don't know if you got to see her speech, Mike. But there's a guy, an illegal alien, she will sign a bill of articles of impeachment against Biden. She will kick his ass out of office if they get a vote on it. I know if they get all 60 senators, they'll get probably 50 of them, 49 of them, maybe 50. Here's we go, Mike. Have you heard about this guy, Carmelo Hurtado Campos? Have you heard about him, Mike? Have you talked about him?
No, I have not.
Okay, Carmelo Hurtado Campos was a soccer coach in Tennessee who was raping these young boys.
Oh, yeah, and he got stabbed in prison.
No, his arraignment's July 25th. He hasn't been even arraigned.
Oh,
yet.
Okay, all right. Well, there are so many of these child molesters out there, I'm having trouble keeping track without a scorecard.
Well, this one blew Marsha Blackburn's mind because she was on Fox News and another station saying this has got to come to an end, that Biden and the Democratic Party are dereliction in duty of the Constitution, allowing all these illegal aliens to porn here, child rapists, the sex trafficking, and everything we were mentioning yesterday with Dan in Washington. Mike, this guy drugged out nine boys.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Are we talking about the guy who was allowed into the general population even though he had a past record of multiple sexual offenses?
No, sir. This guy is a soccer coach. No, this is totally different.
Okay, because there was another story where an illegal immigrant with a known history of prior sexual offenses in his home country was deemed, okay to release into the general population, and he wound up raping a young girl again. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, Mike, there's literally hundreds of these guys illegally in this country raping boys, doing all kinds of stuff. We're not even talking about fentanyl. We're talking about child rapes and all. The gang members alone, this is off the chart, Mike. This is insanity. And, Mike, I don't know if you've been paying attention. Have you been seeing what's going on in Illinois? I hope Jerry from Chicago calls in. I hope somebody from Massachusetts calls in. These people are all crazy in those states. They want, first off, they're going to give all these illegal aliens a chance to, they can get college and everything in Massachusetts.
No,
and by the way, the landlords now in January in Illinois, they've got to accept the illegal aliens in their apartment buildings, whether they like it or not. Maybe Jerry will tell you something about Fat Pritzker, that fat communist Pritzker, that big fat pretzel. And he's allowing all these illegal aliens to go in the suburbs of the state of Illinois and bring all these illegal aliens into these apartment buildings. And you got to accept them. Why are they staying in the city of Chicago, Mike? But now, Mike, let's go here. Let's talk about Congressman Buschetti. Have you heard what he's going on with him, Mike? Been talking
no.
about it. Okay, Congressman Buschetti was on the news just now, Mike, and he was on there yesterday. I forgot to mention to you yesterday. He mentioned that he's got videotapes that he got to see because he's on the House Intelligence Committee where these illegal alien spacecraft that's been in possession of the United States and all over the world, Russia and China, are astronomically 10, probably a million years advanced than we are. And Mike, and he's saying
okay,
they want
can
to
we
take
back
out.
Up here a little bit? And we seem to have gone from illegal immigrants to space aliens. I'm not sure how you got there.
Well, I'm just letting you know, Mike, there's a congressman who said he got to see intelligent tapes that the American public could not handle what he saw on those tapes with his own eyes.
That sounds like another disinformation operation to get us all screaming about space aliens and everything. You know, there was actually a plan at one point to fake an alien invasion of Earth to try and get everybody to unite together under a one-world government. But, I think last I heard it was called off. Maybe they're going to try and reactivate it. They may be that desperate.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from regarding intelligent life in the universe. I am sure the universe is full of intelligent life and advanced civilizations. I just can't imagine why they would find us to be of any interest whatsoever, because your civilization, your society, evolves right alongside your technology. And so to a race, if they were able to break the speed of light barrier, and I know there's a lot of science fiction that talks about space warps and wormholes and everything, but any spacefaring civilization that could cross between stars, they would look on us as little, you know, barely out of the stage where we have bone spikes through our nose. And I don't think they would be interested in bothering with us because, you know, it's going to take a lot of energy to slow down and then a lot of energy to reaccelerate. And when you're driving down the highway, do you get out and examine every anthill that you pass? I don't. And advanced space-faring civilization, I really don't think we're going to be of interest.
I agree with you, Mike. But listen, he did say something that's very interesting. He said what he saw in the tape when they had the military installations, we had the ICBMs. He said that he literally saw the tapes of the alien spacecraft can actually shut every world government's ICBMs down without them even getting a chance to fire a shot off on this off. I don't know if that's true. Maybe he's crazy. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there because this is a congressman. coming out of a House Intelligence Committee congressman. So I decided to throw that out there. Now I want to go
oh,
back to
oh, you know, a member of Congress caught lying? Imagine my shock.
Well, look what they're doing in the White House right now, Mike. They dropped the case with the cocaine. They're not going to look for the person who brought the cocaine in. I mean, come on. Look at Christopher Wray lying his teeth out. You saw the videos on Jesse Waters. This guy's lying his ass off, Mike. Wray should be in handcuffs right now for his filthy lies. And all of them. All Kabbalists. But, Mike, I got to go back to illegal immigration. Illegal immigration has totally wiped out California. California's a destitution, man. The state is in debt. Illinois is not far behind. Maybe Jerry could call in and talk about what's going on in Chicago. The mayor over there is scratching his head. He don't know what to do. The mayor over there, that Afro-American New York, he don't know what to do. And, Mike, by the way, you ever think you spend 5 minutes today or on your next show talking about the zebra killings?
I actually put up a YouTube video about that at whatreallyhappened.com.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll check it. Awesome. All right, great. Well, yeah, you know, Mike, that should be exposed. That should really been exposed for the last 30 years. What was happening with the zebra killings? And Mike, did you see also the nice young hand doctor that got murdered because the guy said that he hit him in the clinic? Were you talking about that? The guy just walked in and shot him dead right in front of the nurse. Mike, that's a hate crime, man. That's a total hate crime. A doctor getting murdered right in front of his nurse. That if that would have been a white guy shooting a black doctor with a black nurse, that would be a hate crime. Would it? Would it not?
It would be all over the newspapers.
It'd be everywhere. You wouldn't stop hearing about it on MSLSD and Communist News Network, CNN, Communist News Network, and Clinton News Network. I mean, and Mike, you know, I still, for the life of me, if Donald Trump gets back in the damn White House, I hope he does lock this crazy Hillary up and bring out every filthy thing that she's cost American taxpayers. $38 million for that Russia nonsense, all because of Hillary Clinton. She should be locked up and thrown the key away. She's worse than the Charles Manson girl that's got out of jail. In my book.
I agree with you on that one.
Hillary's been around. Okay. So, yeah, Leslie Van Horton, that's who I was thinking about. It should be Leslie Van Clinton or Hillary Van Clinton. But anyway, Mike, that's all I basically got for today. And I hope a great guy like Marco or Miles, we haven't heard from Miles in a while, and Jim, I love Jim and Sebastian. Sweden. I hope Sebastian calls in, gives us a lowdown on what's going on in the latest thing in Sweden. We don't hear about what's going on in him. Jim, of course, from New York's great. Miles and Marco, I hope all these guys call in. There's a lot of other great guys to call in. So, yeah, Mike, that's all I got really for today. And, you know, I just think this illegal insanity that we're facing. I Mike, for the life of me, you're a host, and you're the one that has, seems like you're Mensa. How is Biden, how are these Democrats getting away with not being arrested for their filth? Look at Swalwell, Mike, with Fang Fang and a Chinese communist spy. They never even did nothing to this guy, Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, Mike. This guy got away with bloody murder. And, Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy in her cabinet for 20 years. They found that.
Yeah.
You never heard a peep about that. You don't hear nothing from the FBI about all these criminals. I think the FBI definitely stands for female body inspector, Mike. That's all I can say that they stand for, because that whole institution should be annihilated. They should wipe, if Trump gets back in there, they've got to organize the FBI. They have to make it a new agency. They have to do something. And all other agencies. Because this is the same, Mike. And, you know, again, you got this. You got these criminals, Fauci, running around. Fauci was the highest paid official in the government, Mike. That lying, conniving little creep, that cretin, was lying his tail off about
COVID. He just bought himself an $18 million home.
This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The country's gone mad, Mike. It's absolutely insane.
Yes, I agree.
The founding fathers are rolling in their graves, Mike. I hate to tell you. And not, you know, the other day you mentioned not one Jew was on that. Not one Jew was in signing the Declaration of Independence. Not one. But they want to come and dictate to the American white population how we should be run as a government or our peoples or our Christianity, our faith. No way, man. No way. We need to take back this country the way it was intended to be, and that's enough is enough. The asphalt's not going to be telling the gasoline no more what to do here, Mike. We got to take back this country. And if it comes into a brutal situation like a Red Dawn type situation, who knows? I don't know how it's going to end, but it's not good. And I feel so sorry for these younger generations and the crap they're being taught and the wokeness and all the nonsense and the lies of filth, the decadence and decay. It's just insanity. totally insane, like what's happening in the United States. Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking my call, Mike. I don't want to rant anymore or rave, or I don't rant, I rave. Rage. But I just, you know, I hope, like I said, I hope a great bunch of great callers call in, and let's keep this thing going here. And Mike, I will buy 100, I'm going to donate to what Bruce has said. I'm going to buy $100 worth of Liberty stickers tomorrow. And I'm going to maybe throw some money you guys way too. So I'm going to definitely get $100 worth of Liberty stickers, and I think everybody should buy Liberty stickers and pass them out to their buddies, because they have some great quotations and they have great, you know, sayings and everything on those stickers. I'm sure you know that, Mike. So Liberty stickers is a sponsor of you guys, and I think that's a, they're great, to hand out all the stickers you can hand out. I just walk up to random people. They say the right thing to me, they get a sticker. That's what I do. So anyway, Mike, thanks for taking the call, and have a great day. And like I said, Mike, Marsha Blackburn, I think finally we got some more. I think in Congress, Mike, we got more women at Cajones than the men. Honest to God. I think the women outshine the men in our Congress and our Senate, because a lot of these men, they're cowardice, Mike. They're cowardice. Absolute coward. I mean, I love Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He's a great, he's got some cojones, Mike, because he explains how Biden is so corrupted and filthy. Mike, how is the IRS has not arrested Biden and his son? If you owe, Mike, what would happen if you owed IRS $500,000, Mike? What would they do?
Oh, they would definitely come down on you. No question about it. And it, you know, again, it's very obvious we live in a banana republic where the elites are allowed to just do whatever they want. And, it's almost these days like they're trying to rub our noses in it about how corrupt and the whole system has become. It's very, very tiring.
Well, you know, Mike, like I said, I'll leave it at this thought. The IRS stands for one thing and one thing only. I'm sure you know what that is. Or do you?
Enlighten me.
It really sucks, Mike. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, that's a good one. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
And welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the phones here, story just now came on in. President Biden has authorized the Pentagon to mobilize up to 3,000 military reservists for duty in Europe. And what this tells us is the active duty military is already stretched to its limit. And, of course, Biden doesn't dare institute a draft before next year's election. But this is really getting out of control. All right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm live right now, Mike.
Yes, you're live and on the air.
I didn't hear the noise. I wanted to answer Tom's question about how these people get away with doing these things, destroying the country. It's simple. It's a big club, and we ain't in it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's yeah. all there is to it. They can do what they want. They've got safeguards. They run it all. And that's it. So, you know, your country's well-armed. You know what you got to do. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. You've got it. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is it on my mind, young man? And a big shout-out to Ms. Claire.
Okay.
To start off with is, oh gosh, I can't believe they're going to end up doing more weaponry to Ukraine, for that matter, with Zelensky and so forth, if not as him. As far as this whole thing you mentioned about a while back about that that scientific community wants to put a big disc out in the space or whatever around the Earth to bounce sun rays back away from the Earth or whatever to prevent climate change. I have a sentiment for you. It's bad enough. I know you mentioned, alluded to this a long time ago. It's bad enough that they're doing seeding in the atmosphere. You supposedly bring rain to this area, that rain to the area and so forth weather-wise.
Yes.
But it's gotten overly abused to the point that the weather systems are all screwed up, dare I say.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Well, she can really kick tail when she wants to, and believe me, if humanity doesn't stop mucking around with her system, she's going to end up doing just that. And she's waiting for the children to stop and behave themselves, for that matter. She's getting fed up with it. But anyway, as far as the disc is concerned, I'm reminded of the film Geostorm. That was,
yes.
I don't remember what year it was that it came out, but it was almost along the same line, except for one problem. That basically, the technology they use in Geostorm was used to adversely affect people in various parts of the world, regardless of where it was, and to the point that various government officials decided to use it to their advantage against the people, depending on what was going on, to the point of actually using the technology against fellow politicians. And I thought, you know, that's really perverted to start with. Anyway, to say the least, the whole idea of putting a disc out there, the scientific community, I know they can afford to do it, you know, but that doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean that it is a proper thing to do. The Earth has to go through its cycle as far as heating, chilling out, and so forth is concerned. So stop messing with the system. Nothing was wrong with it before. There's nothing wrong with it now. Just stop mucking with it. And as far as the technology goes, spend that money on something viable that helps humanity, instead of putting something out in space that's going to end up being junked or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure that they, since they've had the International Space Station out circling around the Earth, they've been able to build this so-called disk that they want to focus light from the sun back towards the sun or out in space away from the Earth. So chances are they've already got it built. The thing is that people are not aware of it. It's already probably out in space already. So the question is...
That would be a very, very large surface area, and, you know, sky watchers would have seen it. I remember when I was a kid, one of the early passive communication satellites put up was called Echo, and it was basically a big Mylar balloon. It was about... It was really quite large, and it, boy, was it visible. When it came on over, you knew exactly what you were looking at. And in order to have a significant impact on sunlight, we're talking about something that's going to be miles in circumference, and there'd be no hiding
that.
Yeah, there'd be no hiding that.
Then, for such a Mylar balloon that you just alluded to, I wonder how many fighter jets they had to scramble to go and shoot the bloody thing down. Yes,
Echo re-entered and burned up, you know, some years ago.
I'm alluding to the fiasco with the stupid balloon deal that crossed over the U.S. and
took forever. I got that.
Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, I'll have a green olive that's not rainbow colored with my margarita meanwhile, dear. Have fun. Later.
All right. Thanks a lot. The lines are open. 512-248-8252. Now, Japan is getting ready to dump what they call treated radioactive water from the Fukushima plant into the ocean. This is very, very controversial. But they're really in kind of a tight... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials again. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here at Blackout, all of the coffee, it's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I forgot to put up the pat. Sorry about that. I'm multitasking here. Anyway, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And we were starting to talk about the Fukushima and this huge store of radioactive water. And Fukushima, it's a mess. You know, the so-called ice wall didn't work, and it really is a huge mess. And that's why earlier I said I think Fukushima is going to be the world's worst nuclear catastrophe. And they get the gold medal, and Chernobyl's going to have to take the silver. And so it's a really controversial decision. But what else are they going to do? They have literally run out of places to store this water. And the thinking is that if they dump it in the ocean and it basically disperses across the entire Pacific Ocean, well, then the radiation will fall to harmless levels. And there's always a little radiation in ocean water. There's always a little radiation around you. Your bones give off a little bit of radiation, so forth and so on. But the problem is that if they dump the water into the ocean and it contaminates a fish, that fish will be just as radioactive on the other side of the ocean as it is near Japan. And because of that, Hong Kong is saying that if Fukushima dumps the water into the ocean, they will institute a ban on all Japanese seafood heading for China. And I think that would actually be justified and prudent and wise to do. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Chris in Utah. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy.
Howdy.
You keep saying that you didn't know how a draft would be legal considering the prohibition against involuntary servitude. I was drafted in 70.
Okay.
They had everybody in formation, and they says, okay, everybody take one step forward. And it took me 30 years to figure out, to find out what that was all about.
That was the swindle, because then they make you, they say, well, you volunteered. You weren't really drafted. When you step forward, that's volunteering, and that's how they evade the 13th Amendment.
Correct. Evidently, you already knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mike. Enjoy the show. I'm calling because I believe that Turkey should be replaced by Sweden in NATO, and here is why. I don't know if you're aware of this or if your listeners are aware of this, but the very first Holocaust in the 20th century was not in World War II. It was in the early 1900s when the Ottoman Empire of Turkey massacred 2 million Armenian Catholics.
Yes.
And I don't think they were ever paid for their sins in that debacle. So... have you ever heard of it, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And Ottoman Empire at that time was of the Muslim faith. When Turkey was originally put into NATO, they had a secular government at the time, but now they're back to under Erdogan, Muslim empire again. So, Turkey has proven they are no friends of any Christian country is in NATO. So that's why I believe they should be replaced by Sweden. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting theory. I know that the Armenian genocide is sort of hushed up and covered up because for political reasons, everyone wants to focus on the genocide against the Jews in World War II. It's hardly a unique phenomenon. I mean, look at what Pol Pot did in Cambodia to the intellectual class. So these things do happen a lot. And it's important to remember that prior to every genocide of the 20th century, there was a gun ban imposed on the targeted population.
Wow. I did not know that. That's pretty
yep.
interesting. Okay. That's all I had, unless you got anything else.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And... let's see. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And let's get back to some other news here. All righty. Out in Las Vegas. Now, they got just a little bit of news the other day with this guy who was up in a hotel with a hostage situation, and he threw a TV out the window. And a lot of news, but there was another incident as well. There was a gunman wearing a helmet and carrying an AR-15 style rifle, and he basically was walking into an upscale Las Vegas apartment complex, but he didn't get very far because an armed employee of the building basically dropped him in his tracks. Now, the corporate media is, of course, ignoring this story because they don't want anybody thinking that you have a right to self-defense and that, armed good guys are an effective deterrent to the armed bad guys. They want everybody to say, oh, we're going to trust the police here and we're going to turn in our guns. And, that way the bad guys won't have any guns. But, they've had a war on drugs for, 40 years? And the drugs are still pouring on into this country. If they declare guns to be illegal, there's still going to be guns coming into this country, and only the bad guys will have them. All righty. Now, over in Kansas, a state judge has ordered Kansas to stop allowing trans-identifying individuals to change their sex on the driver's licenses. And, that would be a good thing. Oh, alrighty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Actually, there's a show. Bruce brought up RT News, but I watched the shows on there. There's one called Operatus, Modus Operandi with someone Chan. But she interviewed a Russian scientist. It's actually an interesting show about hypersonic missiles.
Yes.
And the it's called Battlefield Game Changers Hypersonic Missiles. It's the first show if you go to shows. But I was going to ask you, I don't know anything about plasma, but he said, I mean, the Russians are massively advanced in the missile technology. And he
yes,
said
they
these
are.
Hypersonic... Yeah, and basically America would just be totally destroyed right now. They can't stop them with any of our anti-missile stuff or anything. He said they fly in a cocoon of plasma. And I didn't know what that
means. Okay, well, let's get a definition out there for you. A plasma is any material that has been heated to the point where it sheds its outer shell of electrons. And it's very, very high temperatures. And there's actually a plasma generated by spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere because of the heat and pressure involved there. And if you'll remember, in the early days of American spaceflight, returning spacecraft would go through a radio dead zone. That's when the plasma was surrounding the spacecraft and radio energy could not get in or out. And so the fact that these hypersonic missiles are surrounded by plasma means they are invisible to radar.
Wow, okay. So if you just heat something up enough, it will shed the electrons, I guess? And then,
yep.
So I wonder if the missile has a heater or they're just going so fast it generates that heat.
I imagine they can generate it just from the speed they're going at because, some of them are going at about one-third orbital speed.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. It's an interesting show. It was this week's show on there, and thought you might know about plasma because I'm still trying to figure out. There's another radio show I listen to, White Rabbit Radio, but he says 98% of the universe is plasma, basically, something like that, as far as if you look at outer space and stuff like that.
Okay.
So plasma is an interesting topic, I guess. I got to study it. So, anyway, thanks. That makes a lot of sense, what you're saying. All right, thanks. Taking the call.
Okay, all righty. Let's see, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to this transgender nonsense, and that's exactly what it is here. Megan Rapinoe, who is a soccer player, far left, says that she's okay with the idea of men competing for the U.S. women's soccer team, and that we should include biological men on the U.S. women's national soccer squad, which, of course, would give them an advantage over other teams. And Rapinoe is going to be retiring at the end of the season, so it's not like she's going to have to compete against them here. All righty. Now, out in Ohio, hang on just a second, clear this away. Columbus City Schools, the largest school district in Ohio, spent over $24,000 on consultants to give teachers presentations on how to hide the gender identity of students from their parents, and taught about cis privilege and claimed that children are not too young to talk about gender. I mean, they're really selling this agenda as hard as they can here. Meanwhile, out in California, there was a bill before the assembly that would prohibit school boards from excluding books that contain diverse perspectives, which is a very polite way of saying critical race theory, gender ideology, you know, basically porn. And after passing the state assembly in May, it's advancing to the legislature here. And yeah, they're really trying to force this stuff into the school. You have to wonder why. You know, there's all this sexualization of children. At the same time, we see a booming industry in trafficking children for sexual purposes. It's like, you know, the mafia really has succeeded in taking control of this country. Alrighty, now, not having learned anything from Bud Light or any of these other companies, Maybelline has teamed up with a cross-dressing male TikTok influencer, Ryan Vita, to try and promote women's makeup. And this guy, like, has a full beard, and he's in this video where he's modeling his favorite shades of lipstick and lip gloss, of course, all made by Maybelline. And Maybelline is owned by Francis L'Oreal, posted the video on its official Instagram account. Now, the company actually had previously partnered with Dylan Mulvaney, who also pushes Maybelline products on social media alongside Bud Light. Now, liberals have lashed out at CNN because when they were doing a report on Dylan Mulvaney, they referred to Dylan as he twice during the broadcast, and CNN has now officially apologized for doing that. It really has reached absurd proportions on this thing. Now, this is a little bit scary. Okay, the Seattle Public School System is offering free sex change services to students as young as 13 without telling the parents. Okay, the Nova Wellness Center and Meany Health Center offer gender reaffirming care, including hormone blocking medications and referrals for sex change surgeries, which are available to middle and high school students in Seattle Public Schools. Maybe this is part of the depopulation agenda. You know, transgenderism is making sterilization of the population trendy and fashionable and hip here. Now, over in Virginia, there was a recent situation where a transgender male was using the women's locker room and showering, totally nude, with all the male plumbing showing. One of the girls complained and was accused of hate speech, and the school has now come on out saying that if girls are uncomfortable showering with biological males, they're the problem. Not the biological males using the female's locker room and shower. It's the females in the female shower room objecting to the biological males. And It's absurd. It is absolutely absurd. I remember I was in school, you know, the biological boys and the biological girls were kept very separate. And, you know, if you'd walked into the wrong room, then you'd get called to the principal's office real quick on that one. Now, over in Tennessee, they have a law that protects children from life-altering transgender surgeries, and apparently an appeals court overruled a federal judge's ruling that blocked the law's prohibition of giving kids cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers, and so the Tennessee law is now in effect. That's good news for the Tennessee parents here. Now, Biden's National Institutes of Health is reportedly set to spend over $3 million to bankroll an expansion of mutilating transgender interventions for minors. They've already paid out nearly $2 million on the project. The Daily Wire reported yesterday that the so-called Trans NIH Research Support Agreement guarantees $3 million in funding from the NIH to Brigham and Women's Hospital and Children's Hospital Corporation, which operates under the business name Boston's Children's Hospital. And so, yeah, it's all about the Benjamin. Gender dysphoria is something that happens to everybody when they're growing up. And, you know, it's defined as a mental illness by the American Psychiatric Association. But the vast majority of kids grow out of it. And the medical industrial complex has said, oh, here's an opportunity. We'll say that gender dysphoria is a very real situation, and we'll sell treatments and surgeries for it. And, of course, the big secret that is all these people who get to the other side of these transitions and realize it was the biggest mistake, and they try and go on back and warn other people off and say, you know, on top of everything, I can never have children. And, you know, they don't get any media coverage on this one. So let's see. This is kind of a weird one. Over in Great Britain, okay, British parents could be prosecuted for refusing to pay for transgender treatments. In other words, in the United Kingdom, okay, there is this law that limits parental authority in gender cases, but forces parents to pay for such transitioning. So basically, under the interpretation put forward by police, parents who refuse to use the alternative pronouns for their children or pay to refuse to pay for transitioning can be criminally prosecuted. I mean, that is just absolutely over the line at this particular point. Now, there is a former LGBT activist is now speaking out against grooming and transgenderism. This is Kay Yang. She was on Fox News recently. She was talking about her former job doing outreach to kindergarten through 12th grade on gender ideology. And she said, I was hired to conduct LGBT community outreach and education. I thought, wow, I want to help people who are being marginalized, who are being oppressed. I don't think anyone should be discriminated against. And then she said, I had no idea what I was doing at the time. I was being used as a Trojan horse for this huge marketing campaign for gender ideology. I didn't know what was going on that was normalizing these policies. Oh, break time.
Monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both.
The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of the program today, and basically the end of that story about the former groomer is saying that, yeah, it's all a big marketing campaign to make a bunch of money treating gender dysphoria as if it's a curable. Well, they're not curing it. They're saying you're imagining you're a girl. We'll make you a girl, sort of, kind of, maybe, except you won't be able to reproduce anymore. Getting on to the climate scandal, there was an article that came on out of Exposé News, and it's talking about how the climate crisis is returning. Now that the pandemic is over, COVID's gone down, everybody's lost interest in that. So they're coming back with, you know, the climate crisis and, you know, the dangers of too much CO2, forgetting that CO2 is actually plant food. And with all this talk about famine, you'd think that having a little more CO2 in the atmosphere might be a good thing because it makes the plants grow larger, faster, and produce more crop. In fact, commercial greenhouses deliberately add CO2 to the interior for just that purpose. So anyway, over in the United Kingdom, the official weather agencies were out there declaring that the June's average temperature was the hottest since records began. And once again, a fact check shows, no, that was not accurate, because it didn't get as warm as 1956 or 1976, when it was actually a little bit hotter. But they're still out there trying to sell this idea that the planet is in danger from your icky poo human beings, and only by paying more taxes, you know, to save the planet, or depopulating. That's the new one. We've got to reduce the population to save the planet from you humans and stuff. All righty. Now, at a time when the Supreme Court is saying, you know, racial considerations are a bad thing, which I've always agreed with, you know, in college admissions, out in California, there is a new bill being pushed by Democrats that would force California judges to consider a convicted criminal's race in sentencing to rectify racial bias if it's passed into law. And they're out there screaming, you know, that there's more black people in prison than white. And there's really a simple reason for that, and that is that blacks commit more crimes than white people. So they basically want to say, if you're black and you're a criminal, you know, we'll give you a slap on the wrist and you're back out there in the general population here. Okay, let's see. The new hurricane outlook is predicting above average season, and there's already a new storm forming out there in the mid-Atlantic. And getting on back to this hottest day in human history, you know, if you go back in geological time, you will discover we're actually in a very cool period of geological history. The Holocene was a lot warmer than current climate here. And the fact of the matter is that the Earth goes through periods of heating and cooling because the eccentricity of the Earth's orbit changes. And when you have a more elliptical orbit, you get the ice ages. When the orbit becomes more circular, you get the interglacial periods we're in right now. And there is nothing that liberals can do to change that, no matter how many taxes they take. There's the music. It's time to call an end to this show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us during these very, very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At AntelopeHillPublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back.
We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, broadcasting from my home studio in downtown Belfont, Pennsylvania, worldwide as National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty Lighthouse on the Mojo 50 Radio Network, Patriot Nation Radio Network. Welcome to 2 hours of common sense and constitutional discussion. I am Peter Serafie, your host. Tonight I got two guests coming in to join us, two of our recurring repeat guests. We got Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance, the federal firearms licensee who does gun training videos and all kinds of Second Amendment stuff. He's our resident Second Amendment expert. He's going to join us at the bottom of this first hour, so 6:30 Eastern time if you're watching live or listening live on RBN. And then at 7 o'clock, we got retired Colonel Mike Ford, the managing editor of American Free News Network, and he sent me an article that he wants to discuss about, well, child trafficking. So, fun stuff. But first, I need to give you some updates about what's going on with me and my website, liberty-lighthouse.com. Some new offerings, some new